You don't want to say anything, Miles, on the front end, like Sugar Plum Fairy or anything like
no,
that?
No, I'm ready. Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
And we have three special guests, Miles, here tonight with us.
Wait, three?
I believe so. I was told there would be three people. I just heard three people, so I'm assuming there's three people. So let's just go, let's start with Sam.
Hey, this is Sam.
And move on around the table there.
Okay. Oh, I'm Keith. And to my left
is Doc.
Wow, that's great. The guys from Insignificast, Miles. I know you've heard me talk about these guys.
I have.
And I know you don't listen because for whatever reason you're more a participant than a fan of podcasting and so forth. So
that's right.
And that's okay. That's quite all right.
That's all right.
So I this year whenever we talked to the Gunk UK earlier this year, I said I really wanted to have some more people on, and in the past, actually, we have had more interviews and so forth with folks, and so I thought we'd try to get back into that, and so I thought, well, these guys are pretty funny. They got a show that they do, I guess, that you do it basically once a week, right, but you release it in two parts. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, we just start the mics, and we usually do two. We used to do three, but by the third show, you really can't understand us because we're drunk. Yeah. So we stick to the two.
You guys should coin this. This would be called a drink cast or a drunk cast rather than just a podcast because, you know, I was talking to your friend Tim who made the concept album. And he called it, and I was kind of taken aback for a second. He said, I don't know if you listen to a couples cast or not. And I thought, holy shit, what is this, swinging or something? Are people like fucking each other? What's going on right here?
No, we do that sometimes.
Well, there you go. So I thought, well, if he can say couples cast, which I had never run into before, I thought, well, you guys should come up with your own kind of thing, you know, a drink cast or, you know, something like
that's,
that.
That's basically what we do. We start drinking, and we just drink and drink and drink and, you know, and whatever and else talk. We happen to do, we do.
Yeah, we talk. It's what we would be doing anyway over here probably once a week, only we turn the mics on and everybody listens. And by the second show, it's a little more slurring than on the first show. You can hear us deteriorate.
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to hear because we're about three or four in now.
Oh, really? It's only 9. How long have you been sitting around then? It's only 9:06. I told you we talked to you about 9 o'clock, so you guys started like ahead of time then, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I got here, what was it, a little before 7. I was running a little later than I wanted, and I brought a pizza and some beer, and we set up real quick, and I did a Stop Your Bitchin' show, which is the other show I do on my own, and we did that real quick and finished just about 10 minutes before you guys
Oddly enough, I think Doc is the most sober right now.
Which is, yeah.
That really sucks.
That's really odd.
Yeah, that's very.
Did you come over late or what?
Yeah, he got here about 8 or something.
Yeah, I got here.
A broken toe or something, or what's going on?
No, I was informed not to be here until 8 o'clock.
Oh, I see. They cut you out.
Yeah, we needed beer too.
Okay. So they were planning ahead. It was like a rationing going on over there, I think.
Yeah, they got to keep a leash on me because sometimes I've come in and was I'm beyond audience comprehension even before I get here. Okay. They gotta put a leash on me.
Okay.
He's catching up quick. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah, give me a minute.
So now Miles has only heard me talk about you guys, I think, a couple times over the last month and a half or 2 months. Is that correct, Miles?
This is not the cast from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, is it? Or...
I don't think so, but...
Oh, okay. They all sound the same, so I don't know who's who.
Oh, really? You can't detect the difference in their voices? There.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who's who. Who's Isaac? Yeah. So you got Doc, and Isaac, and...
Dr. Bricker,
I don't...
That was last week, Miles.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm trying to follow this. I don't follow this. I'm sorry.
So he doesn't know that much, but I thought I would have you guys on and talk. And I asked Miles then, you know, in our off time before we weren't recording, I said, you know, hey, do you want to know? I got somebody lined up here to talk to. Do you want to know who it is? He's like, no, that's all right. I mean, he's one
of Sam's. Sam's like that. He didn't want to know anything I have planned. And I used to plan the show especially. He didn't want to know anything. Just come in and go, and I'll just join in.
Yeah, now that I do the show, we're still, I don't have anything planned. We just come in, turn on the mics, and, you know, Doc's going to always come up with something, you know. You'll be sitting there just talking, then all of a sudden Doc will say, did I tell you about when I stumbled over that dead body in Jacksonville?
Oh, my God.
Things just sort of take off from there.
That's great.
Well, you listen to Tim's CD, right?
You know, I actually listened with you. I haven't listened to it separately yet. I haven't had
a song on there called Donkey Jockey. That's an episode. Where were you, Doc? You were in Juarez, Mexico?
Yep. Juarez.
He was in the Marines, and they went to see the donkey show, you know, the famous donkey show.
There you go.
But the donkey was sick, so they brought in two rabbits. And and
see,
so
now I get the concept of the donkey show. I'm not quite sure I understand the concept of the rabbit show.
Well,
it's basically the same thing.
You know, when people tell me I'm hung like a rabbit, it's not necessarily a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
But the first rabbit couldn't complete, so they had to bring in like a stunt rabbit, a fluffer, to finish off the job.
That was his name too, right?
But, you know, Doc's lived a wild life, and that's basically, you know, everybody who calls in and stuff, they all want to, you know, it's all about Doc. He was you were a Marine, a Carney, a roadie. How many times you been in jail?
More times than I can count on one hand.
But never in federal pen, right?
No, that's never good. Federal
pen. Always jail.
I don't have any felonies.
He's got his standards.
Yeah. I mean,
so you're just misdemeanor, nope. Doc. You're not felony, Doc. Then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I still have the right to vote and carry guns.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. I'd say one of those is worth something myself. But,
yeah,
I'm not so big on the other one.
Yeah. Nothing but a...
I do have a voter's card, though. So, I mean, I am legit. Oh. I mean, I have a voter's card. So
well, not many ex-banditos get that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's they on the Ann Beatles.
Yeah,
so, but that's...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to end it saying that's basically all we do. We sit around and shoot the shit anyway. And so we just started turning on the mics. That's it.
Now, I know you guys... I was going to kind of take it back a little bit. So I'm on your website at the moment, actually. It says, why are you listening? That's one of the tags right there, right?
Sam said that in the second practice show we did. We practiced a few times before we actually, you wouldn't know it listening to the first show, but we did practice first. We didn't even have a soundboard then. We were using old band equipment we had. And the second practice show we did, the first thing Sam said is, why are you listening? And so when I put that website up in whatever, it took me a half hour, that's... The first thing I typed to scroll across was, why are you listening? That's where that came from.
So, I mean, you know, we've been doing this kind of stuff for a while, and what always went through my head is I listen to the various shows and whatnot, and I'm like, I wonder what got these guys started to do this. I get the, you know, you're shooting the shit, you're talking, and you say, hey, well, let's record it, but I mean, there is a tremendous amount of effort to go from let's record it to let's record it, put it on the internet, and keep doing this week after week. So I was curious to see what, you know, kind of got you guys going beyond just recording it and actually keep on recording it.
Okay, well, this is Keith. I'll take that one because what happened was I had started listening to podcasts way before Sam or Doc ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling my brother, get better internet. I mean, he's still on rotary, you know.
Yeah,
pulse.
I actually have a rotary dial phone. Pulse dialing.
And he had web TV. Yeah. And so I kept saying, you're going to have to upgrade and listen to these podcasts. They're great. And this is before when most of them were homemade, like you call them, homemade podcasts.
I love the homemade podcasts.
Less of the big timers. And, I just started listening and liking them and telling it it's entertaining. You can listen at work. and there's lots of good ones, lots of bad ones, but it's fun to listen to all of them. And so he didn't really understand what I was telling him, apparently, and Christmas came, and he gave me a little podcast factory. It's a little M-Audio box.
Oh, yeah, yeah, M-Audio. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, it's just a little box and a mic.
Pandora's box got opened.
Yeah, and it had a microphone and a little box and the stuff to do a podcast at your house. And I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I'd never even considered doing a podcast, so it sat in the closet for a long time. And we used to go out once a week after our parents died to make sure we kept in touch because we worked different shifts. We'd go once a week and we'd have a cigar and some beer at local watering hole. And they eventually stopped letting us smoke our cigars in there.
Yeah, they passed a law where you couldn't smoke in them.
And so we were hanging.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, we were hanging out here instead at my brother's house. And when I don't know why it came to me, I said, well, as long as we're going to be sitting around anyway, we're both musicians. We have all these microphones, all this stuff. And you gave me that little box.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we try this? And that's where the practice shows came. We just started recording and listening to it ourselves. And then
Doc walked in.
Yeah, Doc.
During one of the practice shows, he lives right behind me. And, he came walking over, knocked on the door, came in. So we put a mic in front of him, and that was it.
Yeah, it started out me just – I would take Sam's newspaper, and I would sit and read the newspaper. It didn't really matter what. I would just read something, and Sam would comment, and then Doc started commenting. And it went from there, and then we decided, what the hell? We'd listen back, and I said, well, it's worse than a lot of them, and it's better than a lot of them, so – I think we can do this. So we took a shot, and people started listening. Then a few, Tim and Nanette from For Whatever Reason, they mentioned Tim. They mentioned us on their show, and that got us a few more people. And over time, you guys know CB.
Yeah, CB. Yeah.
He's the greatest. I mean, he word of mouth. I mean, he's let us know about you, and you know about us, and he passes that word on, and that's like everybody back then, that's how people found us.
And we kind of kept it up when chicks started sending us photos and stuff.
Yeah, we had a few, of those.
That's when we realized, we're doing the right thing.
Wait a minute, stop. Now, what photos did you guys get? I was curious.
We had Mikiki and her friend and stuff. They would...
We were drinking the absinthe.
Yeah,
we mentioned something about the Green Fairy. Well, Nikki Key had a picture of herself in a Green Fairy outfit, and she mailed
for Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah.
And she emailed it to us, and the next thing you know, there were other photos coming in, it's because
not full nudity, but
we got some lingerie photos that they took inside of a Jiffy Lube.
It looked like a,
they would like stand on the car lift and stuff and pose. We got a couple of nice butt shots and stuff. Yeah, but that's when we said we're on the right vein.
I like this.
Jiffy Lube. I'm trying to think of a name for that. I don't know what you would call that. I mean, there's got to be somebody that's got, if you take, pseudo-revealing shots in a Jiffy Lube, there's got to be some kind of name for that, really.
Oh, but she was, like, sending us photos from everywhere, and then she would take our little business cards, and we were trying to get people to put our little cards in spots and take
some
photos of
cards made up for our show.
So they would go to, like, sex stores and put them on dildos and stuff and take pictures. And then they would go to like cafeterias and walk through the Piccadilly, and they'd be, a hamburger steak with a, insignificant ass car. We tried to get her to go, if there's a funeral coming up.
Yeah, that was the best.
Oh, nice.
That was going to be.
Toss that in the casket and take a shot of that.
Yeah. Right between his fingers,
That's what we're shooting. We never did get that one, though.
No, well, you just shot too high on that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a little tough, I think. Not unless you just crash your funeral and you don't care. But
well, see, I can do that. I'm an ordained minister. I could go.
I heard that, and so am I. That's funny. We're I can't remember. What's the name of the place now? I did this as well, a long time ago.
Yeah,
the Universal Life Church.
That isn't that it, Miles? Remember I did that a while back too?
It's got a U to it. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't remember either. Unitarian. I've lost my little certificate thing, so I don't know. I'll have to look that up. But yeah, I did that as well. So I could never get anybody to marry anybody. I even offered to marry gay people before it was kind of in vogue.
That's,
so.
that's what we were supposed to do to some of our friends. And some odd reason that just went awry.
Yeah, never worked out.
We were going to marry besides his dog Elrod, and he had a new chick dog move in named Gypsy, and we were going to marry them because, you know, they were doing it anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Marry them, but that never came out either. Gypsy, somebody came to pick her up.
Yeah, Gypsy went back to her owner.
Well, she was found, huh?
Yeah, well, no, she was just dropped off for a while. She was like a guest.
Ah, okay.
And, yeah, you know, some people have people as guests. You know, Doc got, like, dogs.
Oh, okay.
Well, Bob or Miles, Keith again, you were talking about how we started. I was curious about something because when Sam first mentioned your show, y'all sent a link for y'all's old shows from the late 90s.
Yeah, 99, yeah.
I didn't think there was actually podcasts the way we do it now, you know, where you make a podcast and you post it on a site around that far back and you sent me some. And I was curious how that worked back in the late 90s.
Back in the Stone Age.
How many sites were there where you could post your shows?
There wasn't any sites to post your shows at that time.
Did you just post it on your own site?
Right. We started out doing it. I had a AT&T internet access, and so it was staticradio.att.net for like a couple years. And then we finally bought staticradio.net, I think in... I want to say 2001 or something like that. And then we were on that one for a long time. And then in 2003 or 4, I got staticradio.com. And so we started posting there. The problem is that, you know, over that length of time, and especially, you know, the early time before there was podcasting, because there wasn't RSS or anything like that to do. And so we just threw shit out there and just see if anybody would listen to it. And I actually tried to find other people at that point in time. And I don't know if you guys know about the Overnightscape or Frank Knorr or anybody like that.
Frank,
he was doing audio, it was a little more produced audio back then in like 2000. And so that's how I contacted him. And so we've known it, you know, talked to each other via email and so forth over the last, 10 years or whatever. So, but no, for the most part, there wasn't anything organized until Adam Curry and the podcasting craze came along, and that was in late 2004.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when Sam brought it up. I was saying, where would you have posted in 99? I didn't think it was there. You must have been right there when... podcast.net and some of those places that aren't even there anymore. You must have been on there from day one almost.
We were actually I was listening to, and it just started up again, a little plug for something else, Daily Source Code, Adam Curry's show. I was actually listening to him before there was podcast, and he did a show called Daily Source Code, which was just you go to the website and you could download it. And he was working with the RSS guy, which I can't remember his name now, unfortunately, but and they were going to put this together. And so basically as soon as that word kind of got coined, I went out and Leo Laporte, who you probably heard about through tech stuff.
Yeah.
He had done the RSS. And so I stole his RSS and reworked it and made it for Miles and I and threw it up on the internet. And so we started, it was all fairly new, and so we were, we got on what was called, I think, at the time, I'm trying to remember the name of it now, but it was Adam Curry's, had a list of essentially podcasts that were coming out that he would write into him, and so we were, like, within the first, like, 150 people to have RSS feeds going that were on that list. I don't know what in general or whatever, but... that were on his list that had written to him and said, "Hey, I got an RSS feed. Here it is."
Yeah, that must have been fun to come up from the beginning? I mean,
Not really, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I'd say it sucked, to be honest with you. Because we went from basically, I would spend, like at home, I had dial-up for AT&T.net. And so during the day at my job, I had high-speed access. And so I would go there, and I would switch around for these things like over lunch and when I wanted to fuck around and stuff. And so, and I couldn't find anything. And then in 2004, everything just exploded.
Mm.
And what happens then when it explodes like that? I mean, if you guys go look, I'm sorry, I'm taking long-winded here. Miles is going to probably hang up on me. If you look, you know, there's a bunch of dead ones out there now.
Yeah.
You go and you look at the lists of things and try to find something interesting, right? And you think you find something, and they haven't produced anything for 3 years or 2 years, and so the landscape is littered with these things. So what I really like about you guys is that you've been doing it so long and you've kept it up, and that's what I think is one of the hardest things to do, is to actually keep producing something, because some weeks you feel like, well, what the fuck am I doing? I'm sitting here talking and throwing it out there, but I'm not getting enough feedback,
And it's kind of what happened to me, where it was at first I was planning the show kind of, and then I'd edit the shows, and back then we would just record for a long time. Yeah, and I had to try to cut them down to make them listenable, because we might just keep going for 2 hours and then start a whole new show and go 2 hours again, and so it got to be a lot of work, and I kept falling behind on getting the shows out. Mm-hmm. And it was every week, and finally I took a break, and Sam and Doc started doing it. And since they live right by each other, it's a little easier.
Yeah,
and
it's easier.
I'd have to bring my computers and my stuff over here every week, and that's when, after a while, I felt like doing it again, so I started to Stop Your Bitching. Then now I come every other week and do it here, but it's not quite as hectic. That it does get to be a bit much when you feel you have to do it every week.
I think the hardest part for us was we don't know computers for shit.
We're not very good with the computers.
I can watch Hulu on it, but that's about it, man.
It sounds like Miles. Miles, he can find tits on the computer like in seconds.
Yeah,
but. You tell him to actually do something that, is something other than just looking at tits, and he's like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, that's
if he could, apply that to gold or, money, we would be set. But no, say, what's this fisting all about, Miles? Well, let me tell you. There you go. Look at that. Check it out. I got 20 examples for you here. You want to see fisting? I got fisting all over your screen.
I was telling Sam, I think I heard you guys way back when I first started listening, but you bounce around. I was trying out all the different podcasts and listening to different ones. Back then, I wasn't listening to work as much as I would turn it on at home when I was cooking or something, but I kind of remembered once I came back and started listening to a few again, and the first ones was some of the old ones that you had sent me the site. And naturally, I went to the show called Bob's Penis right off the bat.
That's a good one.
That's kind of that's my issue, not y'all's. Yeah, why I went straight to
into the penis.
Then I started listening to some of the new ones, and one thing I noticed hadn't really changed. Miles seems to have a lot to say about your penis on a lot of shows.
Evidently, yeah. To set up the joke, you say, "Hey, Miles." I was working out at the gym yesterday.
Yeah. And your jock strap was a peanut shell rubber band, right?
There you go. Thank you.
Did you want me to say that?
That's your joke. You always throw it in every time I say anything that has to do with being naked or something.
Hey Miles, this is Sam. If you want to see Doc's penis?
No, that's okay. I don't.
He was in a porn film called Captain Lust. In 76, Doc?
Yeah, I think it was 76.
I'm going to set the timer. He'll be watching this thing on the internet in like 5 seconds. I swear to God.
That was YouTube or was it?
It was called the first X-rated swashbuckler.
Yeah.
He
was in it with his wife, though. They'd won a contest in Cherry Magazine, Doc?
Yeah.
And they flew him out to New York, and they were in. This is the 70s when, porno movies were actually real movies.
There you go.
And so.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a plot. There was a plot in this movie.
And somebody actually put it out again, and I'd been looking for it for a while, and actually found it. And not only that, I found them the
poster,
the original movie poster. It's almost as tall as Doc. It's like almost like 5.5 feet tall, and it's the actual like film. You know, it's not paper. It's that glossy shit. So we got him that for his birthday one year, and thought it'd be a good idea to watch the movie here and discuss it. Man, do you know how much hair there is in some of these pornos, man?
Oh my god! Did you guys work with Bob Crane at all?
if you're on our website, if you scroll down the photos page, there's some clips of Doc actually doing his old lady on there.
We took some stills out of the movie.
Yeah, that's like 3 or 4 stills of
Doc in action.
And the sad thing is, Doc was one of the most handsome men in the movie.
I was still young.
And the pictures might seem a little fuzzy, but that's actually the way the movie
looks.
That's
how the movie looks. Yeah.
The whole movie looks a little fuzzy.
You know, so, you know, guard your retinas, but it's up on there, man. So, you know, you can talk penis all you want, but Doc's the only one who's on celluloid.
There you go.
There you go. That's the real deal right there.
Wow. I thought sitting by Andy Richter in high school was exciting, but man, you guys really,
You really hate that dude, don't you?
He's a douche. He told me to shut up once. That's why I'm so quiet for him.
Oh, man. Well, it's good to hear he's an ass. You think of someone who really shouldn't have a career, that dude's up there. He looks good sitting on a couch, you know. He makes funny faces. I can't complain. I do the same, you know.
No, come on. You guys are twice as funny as him. Come on.
Yeah, trust me, you don't want to see this, though. You do not want to see this. It's a nasty picture. Like, we record in my kitchen, so we're sitting here at my kitchen table.
Where are you at? It's
Sam's house.
No, what state are you? Like Louisiana or something? Or
yeah, Lafayette, Louisiana. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh yeah, we're coon asses except for Doc.
Did you say I guarantee?
Guarantee.
Okay. Right.
That's actually not Cajun though. No.
Oh.
No, that dude. He wasn't even a Cajun. Yeah, he was just a he was a comedian and made up that funny thing. So, but
Like Larry the Cable Guy, he's not.
He's
not
you,
a kind
hey,
of redneck.
Screw
he's
you,
a queer.
Man. Oh come on.
Yeah, that's Doc's man right there, Larry the Cable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. His name's Dan Whitney.
They, you can see him before he was Larry the Cable Guy on YouTube.
Right.
They have
some.
I've seen a few of those.
He's not. He's nothing like Larry the Cable Guy in those pre. In those pre-videos at all.
No, he got his hair parted on the side and kind of brill creamed down.
But if you listen to us, the more we drink, the more our, you know, you can start hearing the Cajun accent come out. And Doc, well, you know, Doc is just Texan through and through.
Yeah.
He, you know the show Friday Night Lights? That's where Doc went to high school in Odessa. What's it called? Paramon?
Permian.
Permian High, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The book, Friday Night Lights, and the movie Friday Night Lights were based on my high school.
Except Doc didn't play football. He was in theater.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, considering, you know, how he got in the movie business and all.
Yeah. Yeah, it was his acting ability to get him kept in list.
Catch a lot of tang there in the theater? No?
I got my first stage kiss in the theater.
From a girl?
Yeah. Well, who do you expect?
Well, might just be me, Doc, but if you weren't actually in theater, I don't think you could get a stage kiss.
Yeah. Well,
you would actually have to be on the stage, wouldn't you?
Well, I got stage kisses when I was with Captain Lost.
You catch a boner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that damn honesty creeping through.
Well, that's what makes it so fun to listen, though, to be honest. It's you can tell that this is, you know... you guys are really busting each other's balls and everything, and it's fun. You're having fun.
Oh yeah, that's what you hear is just, you know, us being us. You know, if the mics weren't on, we're doing the same thing, and you know, we're always busting on Doc's balls because, well, frankly,
I'm a Texan.
Yeah, that's it. We're from Louisiana. He's from Texas. He's the enemy.
There you go.
There used to be a big Texas, Louisiana thing. If you remember the movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yeah.
They were taking Coors beer from Texas into Louisiana. It was illegal. Coors beer was illegal in Louisiana. Or something about it didn't have enough alcohol content or something like that.
I was going to say, what was the reason for that? I don't know.
I don't know. But, yeah, so, you know, if you wanted Coors, you'd have to go to Texas, you know. So it was, but then when you come to Louisiana, you could drive around in your car drinking it. It's fine. Walk out on the streets with a case of beer and chugging it down. It's fine. You know, you can drink any damn where you want in Louisiana. So we have this natural thing. And plus, you know, Doc's a bit of an ass.
He'll take it. All right.
Oh yeah.
So, he can. Oh, go ahead. I don't want to step on you there.
No.
Oh no. I just said he can dish it. That's all. He can dish it and take it.
And take. Oh, there you go. I was wondering where the name Insignificast came from for you guys.
That was me. That was Keith. I was just trying to think of names, and at first it was gonna. Since back at the time, Sam was brewing his own beer.
Yeah.
He hadn't started making his own moonshine, which we have occasionally on the show.
Got three jars of it sitting right behind me.
But he was brewing his own beer, so at first it was going to be the Brew Brothers, because this was before I knew there'd be three of us. It was just going to be my brother and I, and I didn't really like that. And so I was trying to think of what we were going to do, and I said, what we're going to do is going to be pretty, I was talking to my wife saying, what we're going to do is going to be pretty insignificant crap. And so then I said, insignificant brew. And then from somewhere, I just did it came up in my head, Insignificast.
It is. And the shit we talk about is pretty meaningless.
Yeah. And so I did a little search best I could, and it didn't look like anybody else had that. It was kind of off the wall. So, that was it. We did our first show. We didn't have a theme song. We didn't have anything. We did the show. And then I went home and learned how to edit after we did it. I didn't know how to. All I knew how to do was record on Audacity. I didn't know how to do anything else. So I went home with the first show and learned how to edit it. And then went searching for a song because Sam was going to do the song. He's a musician. So he was going to record something, but it never got done. So I wanted to put the show out, so then I started hunting around, and I found that Bill Brunzi song that we ended up using, Good Liquor.
Will tear you down.
Good Liquor won't keep me down, or whatever it's called, and I threw that.
Classic song.
It was just going to be temporary until Sam recorded a song, but Doc liked it so much, and then it just felt right.
Did
so
I
we
had
just
that
kept
pesky
it.
Little back and surgery so, to deal with.
So it that all came almost the same day because I asked them and they both went with the Insignificast was fine. The song was fine, and so that was it.
And we actually have a clean version of that song, but we refuse to use it. Well, because that was copyrighted.
Yeah,
we got the
one that doesn't sound like it was recorded in a men's room.
Yeah, it's all scratchy and stuff. But
we like the scratchy sound.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It sounds good. It sounds like an old 78 or something like that.
Yeah, but it was public domain, so we snatched it up.
Yes, and sir. Now it's famous, almost.
Yeah.
So now you guys brought up the public domain. Now you guys don't always play public domain stuff, though, you know.
Purely for educational purposes.
Have to say something, you know.
I learned this from pornography sites, where they can take the film clips of, you know, like Mr. Skin can take the film clips and stills and stuff from the movie, and they can't do anything about it because he's actually reviewing.
Yeah, it's a review.
It's a review. Right. It's a. So that's basically what we do. It's purely for educational purposes. We're telling people the music we like that they should buy, and you know never illegally download music, and so we think that
except
that kind of might we're not in jail yet. Let's just put it out.
Well, you know, I was worried for you guys a little bit, you know, because they're cracking down on all this kind of shit out here. So I'm like, oh boy. But you do say you talk over most of it.
Yeah, we make sure to do that. And we usually say something.
Usually we'll never do more than like 20 seconds of music without something being said over it,
right,
or it'll just be fading out
and
or whatever.
We always try to make sure to tell you who it is and if we like it, we don't like it, pretty much.
And the name of the album and who it's produced by, and please don't download illegally.
Yeah. Well, you're playing the game there, because they they're out combing. They're looking for everybody, you know. So.
Yeah, thank God for porno. Wouldn't have known that.
You would have known that without that, yeah. We actually got to interview Mr. Skin. Did you know that?
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah, we talked to him. That was one that... Miles was real happy that I set up. Because,
oh, my God. Oh.
You want to tell him, Miles?
Wow. Yeah.
You want to talk about that, about how Mr. Skin came to be there?
I get all choked up when I think about that. He's like my hero, you know. Like a...
Yeah. I know his real first name is Jim. I can't remember his last.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, we're waiting.
He answered so many questions, you know, like I want to know if B. Arthur had been naked, and he said no. But he said Ruth Gordon had been naked and stuff.
Oh, how could you tell?
He knew like a lot, you know.
How could you tell if Ruth Gordon was naked? Is that what it is?
Is that where you got that, chewed bubblegum labia thing from? I asked about that shit. And I wanted to play the show for Doc. He wouldn't let me. He just looked at his name. No, I'm not. No.
It's not that terrible, really.
I was trying to tell Bob about that. He's like, what? What are you talking about? What? I'm like, have you not seen pictures of this? He's like, what? What? Like Bob Marino, what? What? Yeah.
You're much more continental than I am, Miles. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was at work listening to that, and a holy shit escaped the lips at an inopportune moment. Yeah, but I'm going to get Doc to listen to that episode. He's got a thing about labias, though, you know.
Well, like, hey, don't we
you
all.
Like hot and unchewed, Doc?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what Miles is forgetting about is that I set it up so that I talked to Mr. Skin's reps,
mm-hmm,
or whoever handles him or whatever. But I gave him Miles' phone number.
Oh, you are a dick. Yeah, you are a fucking dick.
So
I remember it now. Yeah,
yeah. His rep calls up Miles' house.
Yeah,
and he's like saying who he is. Well, the babysitter's there. He's not even there. So the babysitter, who's like, you know, some high school girl or something.
Yeah,
like that,
thanks. Yeah,
has to take a message that yes, Mr. Skin's management called, and he's agreed to do an interview. So
she goes, he wants to talk to someone named Miles.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm like, oh no.
So he had to, you know, do a little dancing there with the. Oh well, hey, you know. Plus, he wasn't expecting it, so that was the other thing. So.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. Yeah. Thanks a lot for setting me up, you dick.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. I didn't know, you know, that you were out and about all the time. Shit, I didn't even know you had a babysitter. Come on.
Yeah, well, come on, man.
You never mentioned it, so.
Well, okay, all right. Okay. You withhold a lot of stuff from me.
Yeah, though. I know.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Sorry, a little sidetracked a little bit there.
Let me ask you a question. I'm asking you guys this, but I find, like, we kind of talk a little bit after a show about what we just talked about. I feel like some of our best lines never make it to the podcast. Like, the funniest stuff we'll think of, like, after we've done the show, you know.
Oh, and
like a really killer, you know, like, punchline. Do you guys find that a little bit, or no? Or
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, same thing happens here.
And when I used to do the editing, now Sam handles Insignificast anyway. I do my own. But when I'm used to edit it, I used to kick myself every time when I'd be listening to it, and I'd say, how did I not say this here or that there? Used to drive me crazy because I missed so many things. It's when I was sitting where Sam is now, when I used to, Sam used to run the board, and I used to handle the computer and the news stories at first, and and have my list of what we're going to talk about. And I was so busy keeping track of that and trying to keep things moving to the next thing that I would miss so many things they were saying. And then when I'd go back and listen, I missed so many opportunities for good jokes.
And plus, like, well, once we finish,
and then you know,
we're
sit
still
and
sitting
talk.
Around here till like 3, 4, 5 in the morning drinking.
Almost a week didn't go by that somebody didn't say, "Why aren't we recording now?"
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Right. We should have it on now. So yeah, that's always going to be the case, I think.
We always miss a lot of stuff, and a lot of times, listening back, I'll find things that that I did not even hear. Like some of the little phrases that Doc throws out there every now and then. Sometimes it just stops me and go, why didn't I stop there and say, what the fuck are you talking about, Doc?
I've had that too with Bob. Like, he'll sneak in something I didn't hear. Like, I'll be laughing or something. He'll say a little smart-ass thing that I've totally missed it. And I listen to it, like, damn it, you know.
That's the same here.
Yeah, we missed a few opportunities for stories. But then on the other hand, like that donkey story, the donkey rabbit story, that would have never happened except I accidentally erased the show we had just done.
Yeah.
I was going to save it into Audacity and save the file, and when it asked me yes, I hit no by accident and it was gone. And I had to tell them I just erased everything we just did. And by then we were.
And you know what?
Fried.
It was the best podcast we ever fucking did in our life. It was the best thing ever. Oof, we would have been famous.
It was like
if this thing came out.
It was like 2:30 in the morning or 3, and we were wasted. And I said, do y'all really want to do another one? And we said, well, we'll start. And then if we just can't do it, we can't do it. And that's what led to the famous rabbit story that people talk about everywhere today. You never know how that stuff's going to work out.
Also, the same way the dead guy
got, yeah.
The dead guy story got up there. Because we were just sitting around looking for something to talk about.
Doc was...
I found a dead guy once.
Doc was a carny at the time, and they were stopped over in Jacksonville, and he went to lunch.
Pensacola.
Yeah. And he went to lunch, and... So you went to the 7-Eleven and got your lunch, right?
Yeah,
like a six-pack of tall boys?
Yeah, well, it was a couple of quarts.
A couple of quarts, yeah.
Yeah, something to fucking down real quick.
So he went to find a place to go sit down and drink, so he's walking through this field and he trips over a dead body. Crap. So he walks a little further, sits down, drinks his beer, and then he realizes, wow, my footprints are all over that dead body.
And my fingerprints are all over those bottles.
And I'm a corny. And I'm Doc.
And I'm in deep shit.
So he bolted. Did you ever call the authorities about the body?
No, they found it the next day.
Oh, it sounds like a Blue Velvet moment.
But he got lucky because they couldn't pin it on him because it had been dead too long. He wasn't in town yet.
They figured out that the body had been there for like 3 days prior to us getting there. So, you know, I even got the article in the paper the next day that the article came out in the paper, dead man identified.
But the best thing is that you didn't let that interrupt your drinking.
No. Hell no.
You didn't happen to take a whiz or anything near there, did you, at the time?
I wandered away from that area.
Oh, good. All right.
Hey, this beer is cold. Now, so is that body. This beer is going to get hot, but that body's not.
You got to
get your priorities.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Doc now, Miles might not know this because I know he's not much of a listener to the show or any show for that matter, but they have a segment they call Ask Dr. Doc. So, Miles, we have to do a quick commercial, and then, Miles, you think of a question to ask Dr. Doc. Usually it's a relationship-type question or something like that. Okay, Miles?
Okay.
I didn't want to prep you on that. I wanted to prep you on this, but I didn't want to prep you.
Is this like a medical question or a romance question?
You can ask whatever the hell you want.
Like, I mean, I didn't
know. Dear Abby and Landers type questions.
There you go. All right. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. All right.
So you know, so I gotta do a, I gotta do a little commercial here for us for Petco.com. You have Elrod, I know, right? So
My wife works with Animal Aid. When I first heard your show, I said if we should have a sponsor, it's got to be Petco.
Yeah. And I have a couple of cats and 3 aquariums, so I hit the Petco.
After Katrina, we had.
What the hell are you doing with cats and aquariums? That sounds kind of freaky, man.
Well, you got to feed the cat.
After Katrina hit, we ended up with 7 dogs at our house because people were just coming from New Orleans and dumping their dogs off to have them put to sleep because they didn't know what to do with them. It was horrible. So we were taking them in as fast as they were bringing them into town. We'd get calls. And so we had a lot of dogs.
Yeah, they're animal rescue people there, him and his wife.
Well, I know. I listened to the Stop Your Bitching Christmas show, and you guys gave money to the animal shelters or whatever, kill-free shelters.
One of the no-kill animals.
No-kill shelters, yeah. Well, so if you guys, you know, are ever in the need until you get sponsor, Petco is your sponsor. You can go to petco.com/static and save 10% plus free shipping on orders of $65 or more. Or if you don't want to, you know, spend that kind of money, which I can understand, just use the petco.com/static10 and you'll get 10% off. And, you know, they have this whole bottomless bowl delivery thing. So, like, when you got 7 dogs around, you know, that's a lot of food. So they'll deliver it to your house, and you can still get 10% off by using the codes static or static10 at petco.com. And so that's our big commercial there. Thanks for helping out, guys. That was good.
No problem.
You guys are like pros.
We support Petco for sure.
Yeah, we're like pros, but we sure don't get paid like pros.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way. Not everybody gets paid, so.
We have more fun than a lot of the pros, though.
There you go. So. I didn't have a good seg into that, but that's all right. We got through it, so. But Ask Dr. Doc Miles, have you got your question together?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Because, I mean, you know a lot of wayward young ladies anyway, because they happen to stop by your house a lot. Did you know that Miles had the... some chick there that was dating Andy Dick
from
television?
Chick?
Well, she claimed I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true? Okay, well, anyway. She told me that. I talked to her.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think she knew Dick, so I didn't.
I don't know if Sam... Excellent. I don't know if Sam has it handy. He has the Ask Dr. Doc theme that he wrote.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you want it.
If you guys feel like playing, it's yours, so...
Let's see.
We have a theme song for Ask Dr. Doc. My brother wrote in about 10 minutes and sang in this very kitchen.
Yeah, I put it out there in about, took about 20 minutes to do it. And then Tim sent us back, he did his version of it. Right. So we usually open up with my version and then close it with Tim's version. And it's very amateurish. And
it'll come up one day or not.
No, so why don't you go ahead? Oh, wait, here it comes. Is it actually going to play?
This is my high-speed computer, people. There it is. Yeah. Destined to be a hit.
So, Doc, do frogs have vaginas?
Yes.
Okay. All right, y'all go ahead.
Do they have bubblegum labias?
Oh, Doc's making faces.
I'm going to have to use that. Can I use that one day?
Dude, whatever. It's out there.
All right. Bubblegum labias.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
You can use it like sugar plum fairy, you know, sugar plum fairy, bubblegum labia.
Oh yeah, what's your thing you took from the Dewey Cox song? Something about something fairies.
Yeah, blowjob.
Yeah, the blowjob fairies.
Yeah, blowjob.
It's off a Dewey Cox song.
That's a great movie. If you guys haven't seen that,
yeah, it's on right now. It's on the TV. Watching it. It's on FX right now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the volume is off.
So, Miles, what's the question?
Okay. Bob was at a party a long time ago, and he was passed out, and he woke up, and, like, his best friend was balling the chick, like, next to him, you know. Now, Bob, instead of watching, got up and walked away. Now, do you think etiquette would be, you would just stay there, you know, not interrupt them and just kind of lay low, or what would you do?
I wouldn't interrupt them. I'd just lay low and watch the show.
Yeah. See, I think I would have, too.
So there's a T-shirt for you, too. Lay low and watch the show. Right there. Well, go ahead.
Would you try to mount, Doc?
No. No. That would be interrupting.
You know, there's two of them, you know.
Yeah.
There's, you know.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay.
I've been there. I never told you the story about the Korean hooker.
Oh, yes, you did.
Did I?
Oh, let's not bring that up. Oof.
Well, now I have to interject here since that was about me. So we have to have a little bit of clarification on this, I think, because at the time, right, I had passed out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was two couches. I was on one, and everything else has happened on the other. And I woke up to what sounded like people going through their day. Like, you know, oh, so what did you do? Oh, so what did you do, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing interesting at all. Until I turned my head over there and saw that they were screwing. So I woke up thinking, I woke up like the next morning, and somebody was going through, you know, we got to go to the grocery store, we got to do this, we got to do that, or whatever, right? So it was very boring. I'm just going to tell you, it was very, very boring. It wasn't like, you know, Captain Lust or anything. This was like, you know, if you were to be, I'm trying to think. It'd be like Golden Girls having sex. I don't know.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
They weren't old. I'm just saying, it's just so mundane.
I just felt three brain cells die.
Well, dude, you better hang on to that last one.
I know, not much.
So it wasn't as if it was that interesting, let me tell you. And it was just very, like, you know, it was
basic
really
missionary,
quite...
just, you know,
oh, yes, yeah.
Back.
Oh, yeah.
Teabag or something.
It was like reading the phone book while you're doing it. That's what it was like.
So he was like the traffic cop. There's nothing more to see here. There's nothing.
So
to see.
I just split because it was embarrassing.
Did you have a boner?
No, I did not.
Okay, well.
And did you ever tell the guy that you actually left, his fucking was so boring?
I did, yes.
You're so bad at it. I wouldn't...
I did not tell the girl, but I told the guy, yes.
Oh. Well, you got to leave that one door open, don't you?
Well, you know. Well, let's just say that he was not the first person that probably was in that situation with her. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the night, she kind of latches on. I happen to be passed out. Thank goodness for me.
I was sleeping in a closet with these two guys one time. Yeah, long story. But I was. We were in a Toledo Bend.
They were on the.
We had
on
played
the road as a band.
Yeah, we had played the Festival of Lights in Natchitoches, Louisiana. That's a big gig, man. But there's three of us sleeping in a closet, and this dude was with his chick in the bed. The bass player, of course, was in the chick. You know, in bed with the chick, and my friend wakes me up and goes, dude, look, he's beating and raping her. Watch. And I was like, what? He slides the door open, and the guy's like, damn right we're going to do it. And he smacks her and gives her a slap across the face and mounts her. And I'm like, okay, what do we do now? You know what we did? We just watched.
Oh,
I've been feeling bad about that my whole damn life, man. But
you feel any better now?
You know, now I still don't exactly remember the reason why I was sleeping in a closet with two guys. But I'm, you know, my butt wasn't bleeding, so I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah, I think the show was in the closet.
It moist and sticky, though? That's the other question. Bleeding's one thing. Moist and sticky is a whole other thing. So.
All I'm going to say is back then, Quaaludes were cheap. That's all I'm saying.
I think the bass player's trying to say, hey, check out those three queers in the closet.
Yeah,
could have been. You know, I was the last one awake. You never know.
Oh my goodness!
Look at him teabagging that sleeping dude in the closet.
Oh my gosh!
My face hurts.
Those guys are probably senators now.
Well, they're a lot better off than I am. That's all.
Well, there you go. So anyway, guys, we're coming up on an hour here. We usually don't do anything more than about half an hour, to be honest with you.
Cause we, I know you have to do long shows like we do.
Yeah, we don't. Well, we actually started out doing about, I thought the right time was 20 minutes a long time ago because people just couldn't listen, you know what I mean? They just couldn't download that much. And so we never have really, we've gotten into like half hour, 40 minute stuff now, but for a while there, it was pretty hard. 20 minutes, we were out, and we cut ourselves off. So, I don't know. An hour sounds good to me. Plus, it's usually my bedtime now, so that's fine. I got to get up at 5 o'clock and go to work. So.
Holy shit.
Don't let us keep you.
I usually go to bed about 5.
Yeah, I know you guys are night owls. I'm just...
I go to work at like 3 in the afternoon. Well, Keith goes to work early.
I go to work at 3:30 in the morning. So, but
tomorrow though, right?
I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah, good for you.
And Doc, you go to work sometime in late April, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're cool with that.
Does he work construction or?
No, actually, he was a roadie at the Cajun Dome down here. He was a stagehand. And on one of our podcasts, he had gotten in a little argument with his boss, and on the show he called him, what, a bulbous?
Bulbous, ball-headed, bisexual.
Yeah, worm-eating bisexual.
Yeah, well, I forgot the worm dirt.
And oddly enough,
they stopped calling.
He got shit-canned. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
Oh, my goodness.
Whenever you boss you podcast.
Well, we have the Festival International is called down here, and it's... next to Mardi Gras, it's the biggest thing down here, and Doc guards the stage all night.
Yeah,
so
he brings a nice chest full of beer.
One of the stages,
and sits up there drinking all night.
That's coming up, so that's his job. Yeah,
drink beer, read books,
watch drunk women pee on the stage.
Oh yeah,
we used to do a live thing on the show and have him play on the drums and stuff while he was up there.
So then, are you in the union for that or what?
Oh no! What? There ain't no union down here.
It's a right work state, man. That means you don't work.
You don't work. You got it right, but you don't.
Yeah.
Downtown St. Louis is a union town, so you know they got dudes for everything.
Yeah, well, Keith and I are in a union, but the only union you were in was the Marines, I know.
Yeah,
that's about the closest thing to a union you were.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, Sam, we just heard about your union. I don't know about Keith's, but yours is the closet union, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, the guys weren't bad looking.
Okay. That makes it all better then.
One of them was the lead singer,
and so, I wasn't related to any of them.
I don't know if that. I don't think that ranks high on the list.
Oh, lady's looking at me like you slept with two dudes.
In a closet.
Well, I eventually came out of the closet, and well, that don't sound good either.
No,
it
doesn't.
But I still, to this day, really don't know why me and two guys were asleep in this closet. It wasn't a big closet either.
It wasn't like a walk-in or anything, was it?
No, and I don't know why we were sleeping there, and why on earth we were fascinated by the rape that was occurring in the room.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah. They almost got married. So.
Well, that's good then. At least that was all. It all worked out in the end there almost.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely people.
Everybody's got the giggles now.
I'm laughing at. Do you hear those stomach noises coming out of Doc there?
Yeah. I do.
That's what I'm laughing at. He's not making any faces or anything, but his stomach's going.
Well, I was going to wrap it up tonight with the last question: what'd you have for supper? Because you guys always talk about what you're cooking. So, what'd you have for supper tonight? Or what do you guys call it? Dinner? Supper? What is it down there?
Choo-choo supper.
Yeah.
And, tonight I brought pizza because Sam cooked So tell him what you cooked last night, Sam.
I cooked a quarter of a pig last night for the three of us.
What did you cook?
It was like the whole rib cage and all the meat that you would cut off for like pork chops was still on it. You know, so it was like a rib roast of beef with the, you know, where you'd slice off the rib eyes from.
Right.
Except it was a pig. And I smothered it on the stove with onions and made a gravy and, you know, basic, you know, coon ass rice and gravy and pig.
Well, that sounds all right.
So I got about a quarter of a pig.
I made a big sandwich when I got home with that.
It's just pretty good. Yeah.
Keith, so you have a lot of leftovers in it, sounds like.
Yeah. See, that's the one rule, like when people come over to do the podcast with us, is the one rule is you have to take food home. That's it, because that's the only way I know how to cook. My mom taught me how to cook, and I cook like loads of food at a time. And, yeah, we do our best to eat it all, but every now and then old Elrod gets a...
Oh, Elrod.
He gets to share in the wealth there with all the food.
Yeah, all of us save. Anytime we have anything with bones, we all save it. And because Keith's dogs are too little to maul those bones, but Elrod, he's the demon seed. He can maul the bones.
He'll go ahead and do his best chewing on them bones, boy. I'll tell you. And anytime I bring a bag in and stick it in the other fridge, it's like I know I'm getting something. I'm getting something.
Elrod sings?
Yeah, he does sing.
Elrod is evil. He has one blue eye and one brown eye.
Okay, so like the David Bowie of dogs, huh?
Yeah. And he always seems to sear that blue eye right into you. Yeah.
Scares me sometimes.
I think it's the way he was raised.
Around all the cats.
No, I meant you.
Oh.
But, yeah, cats, you, whatever you want to call.
So, Miles, do you have any follow up questions there?
I was going to go into who's your favorite Facts of Life character, but I didn't think it was appropriate, so I didn't want
to.
You're going to ask it?
No, I don't know. I thought it was.
I'm a Tootie man. I tell you that. I enjoyed watching her develop.
We talk about Facts of Life a lot.
I'm an early Blair, not the fat Blair. You know, the early Blair when they still wore those little blue shorts. You remember back when Molly Ringwald was still on the show?
Right. Yeah, the very first season or whatever.
I'm into that Blair. That's the Blair I'm into.
Okay.
Doc?
Doc was high most of the time.
Really? I don't remember.
Have you had them all already, or
who?
Mrs. Garrett.
There you go.
Were any of them on the set of Captain Lust? No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, in fact, when Doc does a segment called Stats and Facts, and when it first started, I used the Facts of Life theme because we didn't have things, so we needed something with the word facts in it, and I used the Facts of Life theme. But
now we use the Hardy Boys.
I don't know what.
That's the Hardy Boys. I meant to ask that. That's the Hardy Boys theme?
Stats and Facts, that's the Hardy Boys theme, yeah.
I'm like, I hear that music. I'm like, what the hell is that? Is that like, it sounded like some kind of late 70s reality show like that. What was that one that Robert Stack used to do? Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, like, but that didn't sound like the music. But that's what it sounded like. You know what I mean? So that's the Hardy Boys. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I actually have all the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew on DVD. I'm a sick man. But back then it was okay for chicks not to wear bras. You know?
Yeah, that was.
You know when
good times
solving a crime. You know when they go running. You know, after the crooks, there's some breast flopping and stuff. So, kind of
bouncy, 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 bouncy.
That was Charlie's Angels' whole thing there, right? So.
Oh, yeah. I hulu my share of Charlie's Angels.
And you're also a big Scooby-Doo fan, which would
I'm a huge Scooby-Doo fan. Yes, I am.
So, So always. Is it Velma or Daphne? That's the other question.
It used to be Daphne, but when I actually saw the live action Scooby Doo movie, showed me all the way, man. I'm Velma all the way. She has those sweet knockers, you know.
always wondered what was underneath that sweater myself. I mean, even the cartoons. I always wanted to know what was underneath that sweater. But then again, I'm just a vert.
Yeah.
So you're a Fritz the Cat fan as well, then, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We have
both. Ralph Bofsky is the only cartoon artist in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Except for yourself.
Well, I just do. I haven't done any cartoons, really. I just do, I mean, like full animated cartoons, but damn, I'd love to.
Yeah, Doc is a bit of an artist.
Oh, that'd be great. We'd love to see that. You should put stuff out there.
Yeah, the Stop Your Bitching little logos I have, yeah. That's Doc's work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I switched between two, but I have two more that I've never put up. He made four of them for me when I asked him, and that's Doc's work.
And Doc is usually so bored during the podcast that he whips out this doodle pad and just starts doodling and stuff.
In fact, we've sent some to listeners.
Yeah.
You know, what Doc drew that night and sent them off.
You can put that on the website.
Oh.
Yeah, we should have more of your art up there on the website.
Oh, okay.
Besides.
Well said, sir. You catching up on the beer there, Doc? I see you got one, two, three, four, and I just five empties, and you just opened one.
Four empties, and I just opened my first one.
I'll top you right here. Demerol. There we go. All right, ready?
Now, I think that Miles is a Vicodin guy, if I remember correctly, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so? Well, yeah. I know in college that you wanted to get a hold of the codeine that I had for my injuries. So.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I
don't.
That's probably never happened.
Have you that Tylenol with codeine?
I don't know.
I'm like, what?
These are actually prescribed to me.
Right, and Sam wonders how ends up in closets with three guys. He's got six beer cans in front of him and four pill bottles. But
I've only taken a few. That's it. Hey, it's for genuine pain, kind of. Well, I'm not on the OxyContin no more. That used to get kind of funny. You know, OxyContin, a little moonshine, 12, 13, 18 beers.
You're regular Rush Limbaugh there.
Yeah, dude.
So I bet he's had a roofie too from the closet.
I tell you, I don't know how he could actually take the amount that they said he took, because maybe he didn't chew them like I did. But OxyContin is some really hard stuff, man. It's some really hard stuff. They took me off of that, put me on the lightweight Demerol. And what's this one here?
Oh, that, actually, so would you want to talk about your back? I don't think I'll be honest with you. I've listened kind of point forward. CB, you still there?
Yeah, yeah. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Point forward, CB.
That's going to be the last ring. Hang on.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
No one is available. You actually have a real answering machine. That's
it's sad, isn't it?
It's very analog of you.
Yeah, well, we have a rotary phone.
Oh, you still got the rotary phone too.
Yeah.
I grew up with a rotary phone.
We have the push button thing, but when you push it,
it's still pulse dialing.
So, yeah.
So, I haven't listened to like all the old ones. I kind of do point forward when I catch things, because I can never catch up usually. And so, like, I've listened to the Stop Your Bitchin' Christmas thing, and I've listened, I can't remember where I started on Insignificast, but started listening, and then just weekly or whenever they come out, you know, I just keep listening. So, on your injuries, right? Because Miles has a very interesting injury record himself, but have you ever divulged what your injuries, how come your back is so effed up?
I have a congenital narrowing of the spine, and I've had two discs removed, and they can't really fuse anything in there because my spine's going to narrow as I get older. So, like, anything artificial would just end up, like, you know, sticking out on the sides. So they have this thing, they call it compression. What I call it is fucking shit. 2 hours after you wake up from surgery, they get you out of bed, stand you up, and make you start walking. To compress your spine together. So
Oh my god! Oh, after they pull the discs out, huh?
Yeah. So I'm about an inch shorter than I used to be.
Yeah.
So, and nice. I got another one that's out, but that doesn't mean it necessarily has to be removed. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, once it gets to where I can't walk anymore, then they take one out.
That's nice.
Yeah, so eventually I'll probably...
Sorry, I hit a button there. Sorry.
I thought Doc was hitting a bong over there.
No, no, I dropped something on my mouse, and so it made a noise there. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, just a congenital disease that as my spine shrinks, it can't hold the disc in good anymore, and they just kind of pop out.
Good news.
It's starting to bother Keith.
Well, I think I actually hurt my back, but yeah, it's a if it does run in the family, it's not helping any.
Yeah, but you don't have the girth that I have.
Sam's a lot bigger.
A normal sized guy.
Sam's a lot bigger than I am.
I got like this weight, like this mass of like flesh and shit. Yeah. So. Yeah, mine tends to be a little worse. Hey, I get good drugs.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go for that, though, I must say.
Well, terrible price to pay to get high.
There you go.
If I knew your path, Doc, I would have gone that route. But just find a neighbor with it, you know. I would have gone that route, but... No, I'm actually not doing too bad. I'm kind of stiff and shit today, but it's because the weather changed again. It's like 30-something degrees outside over here.
Oh, really? It's that cold down south? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was 70 yesterday.
It was 70 yesterday, and it's like you said it was 32 with the wind chill?
Yeah, today? 32 with the wind chill.
When you got here, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like a 40 degree swing. I don't know why my back would be acting up, but.
Yeah, that sounds like a normal day here in the metro for me. So, we wake up about freezing and then get to work, and it turns to be at 65, and then it goes back down to freezing. So,
no, we're not used to freezing down here.
Yeah,
you know,
I think Bob's getting a taste of why we can't stop an insignificant show.
I know you guys. So many interesting questions.
It's always something else comes up, and you can't stop once you start.
You know what could stop us? Hookers. Oh. Some hookers got here, we'd stop. Yeah. We'd say, hey, Bob, we're going to have to go now. Hookers. Just walk.
All I brought was pizza.
So. Well, there you go.
Doc, got a condom?
Do I have what? No.
I'm sorry, buddy. I don't think anybody's going to free ride you.
Yeah, no hair back.
I know you are a professional, but.
I'm also impudent.
Well, that cuts that short. That's more hookers for me.
Yeah, that's it. I'll watch.
Well, I think that was in Born on the 4th of July that, what was it, Miles? If you don't have it in the hips, what?
Oh, you don't have it in the hips, you better have it in the lips. Is that what he says?
That's what he says.
Hey.
Put that back in your mouth, Doc. Don't need to see that. Oh, my God.
Well, if you guys want to, you can listen to insignificast.com. Not you guys. I'm talking to the audience now, I guess.
That's okay.
Insignificast.com, and you guys have pretty much almost a bi-weekly schedule at this point, right? So no, not bi-weekly. Twice weekly.
Yeah, yeah.
Twice weekly.
Usually about one every 3 or 4 days would come out with.
Yeah, and then Stop Your Bitching is on an intermittent schedule. I've been waiting for the next one, so you said you finished it tonight. So
yeah, and I'm off this week, so I hope to get it up online, hopefully tomorrow.
Now, is that StopYourBitching.com?
Yeah, StopYourBitching.com or StopYourBitching.net, I believe we'll get it there too. But StopYourBitching.com will get you. I don't have the whole website. I just have a little blog page for that one. I didn't go all out for that.
There you go. Anything else you guys want to promote, talk about?
Oh, one thing, letter17.com is where you can get that CD. Oh,
the CD about Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, the concept CD about Doc.
If anybody wants to hear Doc's stories, put to music. And that's the place to go. You can download it for free.
And we're supposed to start building a bass for Tim too. He wants us to build a bass to match the guitar that we sent him. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because you guys, I didn't even get into that. You guys build guitars and everything, which is amazing. I have no idea how you do that. But
it just, you know, Doc burns his fingers. As long as he holds the hot stuff, everything's fine. that's it, man. Yeah, it basically started out as my old lady telling me, you better find something to do after my last back surgery. You better find something to do because I'm starting to hate you.
Ooh,
yeah. So find something to do. So she said, start playing more guitar and stuff. And then I started finding broken guitars for cheap and started rebuilding them. And then once that got gone and Doc got here to do the heavy work and the burnt finger stuff, you know, we just started from scratch and started building them. And we've got a few of them out there now. We have one in Atlanta, one in North Carolina. I built one for Keith. Yeah. Doc and I did one for Keith this past Christmas, and I have like right now in the house, I think I have like 29 or 30.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just
35.
I'm sorry, what was
That's Cookie.
I'll turn it on. Go ahead and tell him how many?
Yes, 35.
35.
I should have never said what I said.
So how many are in the closet?
I don't know. I don't go in his closet. I don't know what I'll find.
A couple of guys in there.
They're handsome dudes. They're not ugly, you know.
Well, then I might go in your closet tonight.
Good. A night of sleep for me.
You know, Mile plays an instrument as well. He plays the skin flute.
Shut up.
Skin flute, yeah. Wasn't it last time you said something? It was the mouth organ?
Oh, the mouth organ. I had to get one in because he usually says that to me. So.
Hey,
he's not so quick on the draw tonight. He's being a little shy, you know.
Yeah, you play the bonophone, huh?
There you go.
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he wakes up.
I just gotta pull up my pants. I thought we were talking to Jenna Jameson tonight. I gotta get my pants pulled back up.
Yeah, it was just Doc.
Well,
I don't think I alluded to anything like that, but
I was hoping. I don't know, it's like, God, please.
So yeah, the
sausage.
He always wants to jump right in there with all that good stuff. So. Man. You got to set those things up, Miles. You're the one who is a fan of the Ohio Patriot girls. What the hell was it? If you go on Facebook, you can find Miles on Facebook.
Yeah.
He is a fan of anything that's scantily clad. I don't know. He keeps finding these fan pages. So you guys, you know, if you haven't got a lot of fan pages you like to go to, go see Miles, see what he's hooked up with, and you'll be set. You know,
I just joined a breastfeeding group tonight. That's so. Right.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Doc is sucking my teat as we speak.
No, I'm not. Oh. I got my hand up. I want to know these things.
Well, you can find him at just search Miles' title on Facebook. So.
All right.
And so you can I'm going to read the comment line. But actually, we should have Doc read the comment line for you guys. You go to insignificast.com. If they want to leave a comment for you guys at Insignificast, what do they do?
It's written in front of them.
It's not in front of me.
If Doc doesn't have the number in front of him, he doesn't know it.
It's only been 3 years. Why should you know the comment line?
206-309-7308.
He got it.
What was that?
That number is area code 206-309-7308.
And?
Call us when your rates are nice and low.
Well done, sir.
Touché. Good job. Well, I think we'll wrap it up on that, guys. And it was great talking to you. I appreciate you taking time. I know our schedule and your schedule didn't want to meet too well because I talked to Sam about doing this earlier in the month, or actually maybe even last month at this point.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad it worked out, and appreciate you guys taking time with us, and I hope you have more shows. It's great. Oh,
thank you. We enjoyed it.
We'll keep doing them.
And thanks for listening, and we'll be listening to you, and I'll
I promise you I'll get doctor to get onto that labia thing right away. For some reason, that one's the one he won't touch. Of all labias, that's the one.
Well, guys, really appreciate it.
Yeah,
really.
Well, it was great. And sorry to keep you way longer than y'all usually do it, but that's what happens whenever we get together. Sorry.
That's all right. It was fun. Right. We'll have to revisit it again in another like 6 months or 9 months or whatever and see what's going on.
Yeah, all right, cool. That'd be good.
All right. I'm going to play us out here with our static, and then we'll be done.